on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody, live and in living color? And I am so glad that you are in Brazil.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I'm broadcasting from the home studio today.
Oh, nice. And I'm back into the
bathroom.
I'm in a bathroom in Brazil. That's where I am.
Well, at least there's internet, because according to Chael Sonnen back in the day, there is no internet in Brazil.
Well, there are clouds and it's about to rain, so it may go out at any moment.
So. Well, I got to tell you a story right out of the blocks.
Okay.
A story that can only happen to me.
Okay.
So, as you know, the cluster that we're going through with the renovation and all that kind of stuff. So we go to a big box furniture store.
Okay.
I don't want to mention their name because of how awful they are. I spoke to my attorney about things you can and can't say, by the way.
Okay, yeah, I saw that post. Like, what respect did you get?
So, Pacitti, who happens to be the attorney for GSP, and it'll come to me, Steven Jackson, forming running back in the NFL. You know, he told me, obviously, you can be sued for anything, but there's some things that you can and can't say, and you got to be careful. Like, you can't rip a company and say, don't use them.
Oh, really?
You can.
You're going to be out a bad experience?
Well, you can say a bad experience, but you can't say Torta Pizza is awful. Don't ever go spend money there.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Well, I know. And that's why I just said it, because we both agree with that. But, you know, so I learned some things, you know, from some of the attorneys that I hang out with. So
your idea was to picket. You were going to do like the old fashioned picket line.
Yeah, I still may. But again, as long as it's worded properly. But let me get to the story. So I go to a big box furniture store a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's the same sham, you know, 10% off and in really small print as long as you spend $2.3 billion. You know, so it's like the stimulus package, not, you know, any normal person going to buy furniture. So I buy this couch for the new porch that is being built. And believe it or not, it is finally completed. Nice. So the salesperson tells me, well, the next shipment comes in next week. And since I really didn't need it yet, I said, that's fine. When he said, well, let me see what I can do. There's three that are sitting at the warehouse. Let's see how they were paid for, blah, 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 blah. And he took one that was purchased already by somebody else and attached it to me.
Okay.
Because he wanted the sale and he wanted whatever.
Sure.
And then he called me the next day and said, okay, it's there. It's ready. You can go pick it up anytime you want. Well, I didn't want it yet. I wanted to wait until the porch was ready. So I stalled. I get a phone call the following week that says there's a delay in my couch.
Okay.
I said, how can there be a delay when it's sitting at the warehouse, not far from the house? I just haven't gone to pick it up yet. Okay. Well, no, injured. It was defective. A minute ago, it wasn't there. So I'm smart enough to know what they did. They then took it from me.
Sold it to somebody else.
And got it to somebody else.
Hey, so, I got one warehouse. You can have this one.
So the typical, I want to cancel. Why? I don't need to have a reason why. Well, let me put you on hold. Why are you putting me on hold? So they put me on hold, and now I have to wait because I need to make sure that it gets canceled. They come back, and they said, okay, we were able to find you one. I said, I don't want it. Cancel it. Okay? So I'm getting to the story. I'm getting to basically what happened. So I tell them to return it. I tell them I don't want it anymore, you know, whatever. And then I drove by. Remember where our good friend Styles G. White used to have his gym?
I know about where it was, but I never went to it.
Okay. You know, I used to work out there until, you know, he abused me, and I said I can no longer come back here. So I went there. I knew that there was like one of those warehouses. It's called the Warehouse, the Home Improvement Warehouse. It's located at 10286 U.S. Highway 19. Now, I've gone to some of these warehouses before, and I'd been in this particular store quite a few years ago, and I hadn't been back in. So I walk in, you know, trying to kill time. I really didn't want to go home yet. And I walked into one big, massive warehouse. They had some patio equipment, furniture. And I said, is this all the patio stuff that you had? They go, no. Walk across the little street there, and it's another massive warehouse. So I found stuff in there. I texted, you know, my wife, blah, 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 blah. We bought a couch and a table and two chairs for what the cost of just the cushions were on what I bought from the big box store.
No way.
Way.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You need to pop in there. There's only one problem, and I don't know if Don's listening or not, but there's only one problem with the Home Improvement Warehouse.
You have to assemble yourself.
No. Oh, no. It was all together. It was everything about it was perfect. The problem is they get new stuff in daily, which means, yes, I have to go daily to look for cool stuff.
Oh. So at least it's not like IKEA where you got to, like, you know, weave the wicker together yourself or, you know, assemble it. Because that would be a deterrent for a guy like me.
Yeah. Well, me as well. No, it was all put together. You know, it's everything. And the two items that I bought, okay, you know, again, it's a warehouse, so they buy these shipments, they buy stuff, you know, I don't know the whole business plan, but both of the items that we bought came from another massive store that has like a bullseye.
Gotcha.
You have to go check this place out. The Home Improvement Warehouse, 10286 U.S. Highway 19.
As soon as I get back to the U.S., it's probably one of the first places I'll go.
I strongly recommend it. I definitely recommend that. All right, here's another one of my, let's get this off my chest.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of purchasing a couple more vehicles for my brother's company. I work a deal. I might have misread it. They might have misspoken. I eventually caught it. They offered, I'm going to make numbers up, okay? They offered $5,000 for two of our trade-ins. Okay. Oh, wow. So I thought it was $5,000 a piece, and again, small print, small whatever. No, he tried to say $5,000 for both. I said, absolutely not.
Right.
I made up a number of a trade that I was getting. I made it up because he said that's the best he could do.
Right.
I made up a number of a trade, and he said, okay, I'll match that.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
And when I say I made it up, about $6,000 more I made. Wow.
That's beautiful. That's a genius.
Again, it's awful. It's an awful business. I do have something, and we're not going to do the year in a review and all that kind of stuff until, you know, next year or next week. But sure. It's brought to my attention. I had to call my buddy, my roofer, and he is like, you have to start on Twitch.
Oh, that's true. We have to. Yeah, we have to run our platforms and get more video. We have to do video. We have to expand to a different market. Just because people want to see the people you're talking to, the people you're interviewing, everybody does it. Yeah, we got to catch up. We got to do it.
And we are going to do that. 2021, we are going to do Twitch. We're going to figure out. I knew that was right up your alley. That's what we need.
That's my sister-in-law down here is a influencer. I mean, she's like the influencer in this area. And she's been teaching me for the last week on how to put together these posts and how to respond to get more, you know, algorithms to where more people see your post. So that's exactly what I'm studying down here in Brazil.
The only bad thing is with this virus that's going around, the Consumer Electronics Show, where I go and get a lot of the equipment that we're able to use and a lot of our gifts for our celebrities and athletes that come on the show, obviously is all going to be via Zoom. So Whether we're going to be able to get the new equipment to get on Twitch or not, I don't know. But that is the plan. 2021, we are going to hang out and do what we need to do on Twitch. And every once in a while, I'll get you on camera.
Oh yeah, now I'm built for camera. I've just been waiting.
for running the camera. Did you see what Tom Brady did?
No.
All right, we'll talk about what happened in the game itself, but it was brought to my attention that Tony Dungy was being interviewed by somebody, I don't even remember who, and he listed, you know, the toughest quarterbacks or the toughest quarterbacks he had to play ever play against or something like that. And he listed Brady like sixth.
Okay.
And I remember him saying that, you know, obviously Peyton's one because that's his guy. And then he put your boy Elway, Steve Young, a couple others, and then had Tom Brady at six.
Where was Vic at? He had to be in the top five.
You know how Tom Brady responded?
Huh.
He sent a photo of the banner that said something like Colts playing in AFC Championship game, which was the game that Brady beat him at.
That's a classic Tom Brady move. You got to put Vic in there because he changed the quarterback position.
Okay. First of all, as usual, you're not listening to me.
Okay.
This was the toughest quarterbacks that played against Tony Dungy.
Okay.
So, I'm sure Vic did play against him, but, how many times, how many this, how many that? I mean, of course, Vic changed the way to play the game. You know, look at the quarterbacks today. I mean, that's Michael Vick.
Yeah. I mean, that's no question. He changed the way defenses ran defenses. So it was like Lawrence Taylor. I mean, offenses changed around his gameplay. So those guys are definitely legends of the sport.
Not everybody could play quarterback like Otto Graham. You know, he would hear a noise, he'd throw to the noise, and Dante Lavelli would catch it.
Yeah. I wish I was around for that golden era of football.
Oh, I don't. I'm glad I wasn't, because if I was, I'd be dead now.
Why?
What do you mean? He played in the 40s.
Yeah, but the whole three yards on a pile of dust mentality, like running over people and just, that gridiron legendary football. I wish I would actually see it, because today is, today's pillow puff football league where you can't touch a face, any touch to the head or helmet, even in passing by in a glaze or a glance, it is like they call a penalty on the quarterback and then the yardage and then the advantage to score a touchdown. And I hate the gameplay of today's league.
I do as well. I agree with you. And I was going to say the 3 yards and the cloud of dust was Mike Allstott. Watching Mike play. And back to the game on Sunday, did you see the third down that they were about 4 inches too short? And old referee man goes, first down.
No, I don't. I'll be honest. Football I'm seeing down here in Brazil involves using your feet.
Yeah, well, you should have taken Stream TV down there with you. So, all right, let's go hit our first break. A whole lot of nothing today. We're going to have some shenanigans. We're going to discuss the Bucks, what the Bucks have to do, which is very little to get into the playoffs. The whole playoff scenario. We'll talk a little baseball if we have to. Some Pete Rose stuff has come up. So a whole lot that we're going to get to, and we are just getting started. Coming to you live from the dungeon, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with you live. I'm in the bunker. He's down in Brazil. A couple real quick things to talk about.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, so there's been a lot of talk since day one about Brady getting on the same page, Mike Evans getting on the same page, you know, that you need to work together for a while to get on the same page.
Sure.
And if you buy that, I think we're on the same page over at the mothership, running the board, you know, producing the show, and myself, because I was going to bring up something, and he runs a liner of Ozzie Smith, one of the nicest people I have ever dealt with back from my Cardinal days. Just an unbelievably nice man, and his equal in the world of combat sports, Chris Weidman, fought Saturday night. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I did not watch it.
Chris Weidman, who now wants to, you know, to put belts up, the BMF belt against the NMF belt.
Okay.
That is against the nicest. During the fight, I forget, Neil. Drops his mouthpiece, and Weidman stops, points to the mouthpiece so he can pick it up.
Yeah, that's I've seen that. That happens often.
I don't think it's happened often. It may happen.
It happened. I think in competitive sport, I think they, you know, they both realize that it, you know, fell out. Let's wait and then start over. You know, I don't know. I've seen that before. It's not
just to prove that you're so full of, you know what. which we both know you are, you know, fighters go after injuries. You know, football players, when they know you're hurt, go after, you know, the injury to hit them, to get them out of the game or get them out of the fight. You know, if they know that you have a tweak here, you know, I mean, people, fighters have told us that. So they're not going to stop and let you take the, you know, get the mouthpiece back in your mouth more times than not. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but more times than not, they're not stopping.
I think there's a difference between knocking out someone's teeth that are permanent and going after a pre-existing knee injury because you know they just had surgery 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago. You know, I think there's a big difference in strategy. I don't think anybody's going there deliberately to knock out people's teeth or they permanently hurt them.
Not saying that their plan is to knock out somebody's teeth. But again, if you're going to go after a knee that just had surgery or you know that something's wrong, you know, and it's the same thing to me. I mean, it 100%, it's the same thing to me. All right, so I want to throw this at you as well because we've heard this so many times since Sunday. You know, I'm in on the Zoom calls, you know, with the NFL, you know, after NFL games and such. So how many media people have said, well, I was going to say take a guess, but we're not going to do it that way, have said to Bruce Arians, has said to Tom Brady, has said to every Tampa Bay Buccaneer that has been interviewed this week and in weeks past that you can't keep starting the way that they started against the Falcons last Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
That once you get into the playoffs, you might be able to come back, blah, 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 blah. But once you get into the playoffs, you're not going to be able to have these really slow starts and be able to pull it out. Okay. And here is my response. Did anybody watch the Kansas City Chiefs last year?
Yeah, of course.
What did they do? Every week, they're down 12, they're down 16, they're down 18. Even in the Super Bowl, they're down. So don't keep saying you can't do this because the Chiefs proved you can.
Well, and if anybody's going to be a comeback kid, you know, if anybody's going to replace Jimmy Harbaugh from the Colts as the comeback kid, it's going to be Tom Brady who came back against the same Falcons in the Super Bowl with the largest overtime deficit in history. So, you know, when you got Brady on the field, you always got a chance to win the game, right?
So, and the big thing was what, 28-3?
Yeah.
Know? And I don't know how many times you saw banners, but I remember watching, it was either the championship game or the World Series, and in, I think it was Houston, that there was a banner in right field that said, don't forget, 28-3.
Huh.
The Olympics, yeah. 28-3. Now, in typical Knockout Radio style, I didn't verify what I'm about to tell you. It's not that important to me. But what I'd seen was if the Bucs beat the Falcons last Sunday, which they did, okay, their record since that Super Bowl was the final score of the Super Bowl.
No, 28-3.
No, that was what the score was when, you know, the Falcons were leading 28-3. So whatever the final score was, like 43-32. I mean, I don't know what the score was. That's the Falcons record. That's what I read. Like I said, I didn't, you know, fact check it. We should have put it on Facebook. They would have checked it for us. but what I saw on Facebook was since the Super Bowl, whatever that final score was, if you want to Google it or whatever what the score was, that's the Falcons' record since that game, like 32-43. It's just crazy.
Yeah, like how all the numbers kind of match up, you know.
No idea how that happens, but obviously, you know, it definitely does. So I mentioned it real briefly, and then I'll throw it back to you. What the Bucs need to do, they need to win one of the next two games. They play Detroit, they play Atlanta.
Right.
I like their chance.
Yeah, they're getting in. They're getting in.
Of course they are. And I think that they're going to go pretty far. I truly do think that.
Yeah, I mean, they might just be sandbagging and saving some of this for the playoffs, not showing all their cards, not showing all their schemes, not showing all their offensive plays, just to give them a chance to get deep into the playoffs.
Well, I'm hoping that's not true, because when you're down 17-0, you need to show every card you have because you need to win games, you know, which they did do. I think some of the play calling has been pretty bad, but I do think that they're going to do decent. I don't know how far they're going to go. I know that I haven't watched any other game that did not have the Buccaneers in it. Okay. And anybody that's listened to this show, they know I'm not a homer. They know all that stuff. I don't understand how Lavonte David and Devin White did not make this year's fake Pro Bowl.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, it's fan voting. I mean, I get that. It's all fan voting. But something needs to be done. Not that anybody cares because there isn't even a game this year. Not that anybody cares because the game's in Orlando and not, you know, Hawaii anymore.
Right. No. But going back to what you said about, you know, the weird, you know, numbers and how, you know, there are always these similarities and eerie, you know, number schemes. You know, it seems like the same thing happens when there's a tragedy. Like, you know, Kobe's helicopter went down, right, and then like the you know, championship the same year, and then the hurricane hit New Orleans and the Saints win the next year. And, you know, so it's always like, it always seems to be like a championship following like a major disaster or something. So
I believe the Red Sox won the World Series after the marathon bombing as well.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. See.
So it all does fall into place. All right. We are at the bottom of the hour. It's time to pay a bill or two. When we come back, we're going to see what's going on down there in the land down under, better known as Brazil, which is below us. And we'll throw it to Matt, see what he wants to tell us, what food he's been enjoying down there in Brazil. More importantly, what he's bringing back for me when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors. at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, we're back up to you live from the dungeon, the bunker here in Pinellas County. What would you call where you're coming from?
I'm coming from the penthouse. I'm on the top floor of a 20-story building.
But the bathroom of the penthouse.
Well, no. Like there's three stories to this house. The very top level is the pool deck area, which is like the highest point. Then there's the outdoor patio that's a section below. Then there's the first floor that I'm on. But because I'm in Brazil, and just like all Latin families, there's so many family members. And because we're here visiting, they're all here right now. So if I was out there, you would hear 10 kids running around. You would have like aunts, uncles, grandparents. So it's a circus.
Worse
than last time, because now they all know that we're here. So they've all made plans this week to, you know, take off work and come over and be here. So love my family, love Brazil. And it's just awesome. I have a greatest view of the city, overlooking the mountains. We went zip lining the other day. We've been eating the best foods in the country. Pretty much life is paradise down here.
So stay.
You know, if I could, I would. I'll tell you what, when I first started coming here 16 years ago, after my wife and I got married, there was a major gap between America and Brazil. I would say about, realistically, about 20-year difference between technologies and conveniences and just the systematic approaches to everything, where America was superior in every category. In fact, I would even go as far as to say that MMA and the Brazilians, when they came out with the Hoist Gracie and the UFC and the popularity of the sport, for the people in Brazil that were poor, it was their basketball. It was their ability to get out of the favela, out of their situation, and actually make it into having money and a better life. So, but now that there's so much advancement in this country, the buildings and the infrastructure and the jobs, you don't really see the Brazilian jiu-jitsu as prominent as it used to be. It used to be every corner had a dojo, every corner had a gym. And now you have to go and search for them. Like, you don't see them now. And it's not as heavy, it's not as much of a drive in the culture as it once was. You know, but soccer is by far the most dominant sport. It dominates all the ESPN, the front page here in Brazil. It's on every TV and every place that you go to. But when I ask about fighters, when I reached out to Eric Silva to see if you want to come on and talk about how, you know, another big name from the UFC has decided to leave the promotion, that Anthony Showtime Pettis is now leaving for free agency. You know, Eric Silva once was a UFC fighter who left and went to Bellator, and big names continue to leave the promotion, you know, Yoel Romero. And so I was just trying to get a sense, a feel of what it was like, the differences between the promotions and you know, where it was going. But like I said, it's hard to find people into the MMA sport down here. And when I do mention the UFC, they don't know the fighters anymore. They know Bruce Buffer. It's crazy.
Like, that's Bruce Buffer needs to hear. That's all Bruce needs to hear.
Bruce Buffer is by far the biggest star of the UFC in Brazil.
Wow.
I've shown pictures of me with all the fighters that, you know, that you've taken me to, like from the original to the, you know, from Dan Severin to Matt Hughes to Ken Shamrock to you name it. New stars, up and coming stars, legendary stars. By far, no reaction gets a bigger reaction than Bruce Buffer.
That's interesting.
And
he'll be very glad to hear that.
Well, because an MMA bobblehead, you know, spokesman, and yeah, I mean, but Bruce is by far the biggest star of the UFC.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw something at you that may ruin our relationship from here moving forward.
Okay.
I should wait till the end of the show because you're liable to walk off.
Okay. All right.
I am starting to really like somebody. And, you know, typically, I don't like anybody. I talked to some neighbors today, and I told them why I don't even like people. And, you know, they're telling me stories of, you know, somebody reported one of my neighbors because their light was shining into their window.
Okay.
The drape. You know, what are you taking it out on this poor lady? But I'm starting to like more and more every day. The more
I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're going to say that Billy Q is going to be your new co-host.
No, has nothing to do with Billy Q at all. And we'll talk about Billy Q and what a great job he did last week. But
it's amazing.
Every day I'm liking to the point where I may even spend money on a T-shirt.
What?
And the only T-shirts I wear are 8-Man Strong.
And the only T-shirt, if I remember correctly, that you've ever bought was from Tap Out.
I believe the only shirts that I remember buying, I bought the Memorial Tap Out shirt for Charles for Mask, and I bought an Anderson Silva shirt.
That's right. That's right.
I believe that I am going to buy. You want to guess? You want three guesses?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I mean, sure. I'll take a guess.
All right. Now, again, I threw you a softball. I told you that it's going to upset you tremendously.
Upset me tremendously. So it has to be something Ric Flair related. It's got to be a wrestling shirt. Is it of a famous wrestler?
No, it is not.
Really? Other things that would upset me. Is it from a pizza competitor?
That's difficult to answer. And see, this is why Sean hates playing 5, 10, 15, 20 questions with me. Because I don't know how to answer that. Because I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
Does it come from the retail store in Brazil? Fuck it. P-U-K-E-T. P-U-K-E-T.com.br. Did it come from a retail store in Brazil?
No, it did not. So the answer is Dave Portnoy.
Oh, yeah, that would drive me crazy.
I like this guy every day more than I did the day before.
Okay, and what do you like about him now? What did
he
do?
Everything about him. Honestly, every single thing about him. You know, Sean has shown me some videos. So he was doing a pizza thing in Philadelphia. And this is back. I mean, I'm going to tell you a couple stories. But, you know, he was doing this pizza thing. And across the street was a college student, I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe she was playing a violin, you know, and trying to raise money and, you know, doing, you know, your thing like you do out on Pier 60. Yeah. And at first he kind of was making fun of it. Like, you know, it's affecting my this, it's affecting my that. He then went over and he put money in there. He shot a thing that obviously went viral, you know, that he did for her. I believe he wore a shirt of hers or something that just tremendously helped her. This guy has done so much for helping people. So, again, I didn't do any research. I was told that Army, the college football team, accepted a bowl invitation when they were 0-2.
Okay.
They're now 8-2.
Okay.
No school will play them. They can't get a competitor football team to play them.
Okay.
Portnoy said that he will sponsor the game. Wherever they can put a game together, he will sponsor it. And whatever stadium they play in, he will sponsor the stadium.
Okay.
I mean, it's just every day stepping up and doing stuff and helping people and, you know, raising money for restaurants and stuff. I know that you dislike him.
I don't like his strategy. I don't like what he does in the manner he does it. Now, as far as what he did with creativity, you got to respect his work ethic. I mean, for 18 years, he's owned Barstool Sports. He hasn't been a figure or a factor until 3 years ago, right? So he's worked up. He built an amazing company. He built publicity. He built a show. He built credibility. And he's an entertainer. His content's amazing. He's a good dude. If I knew him in real life, I'd probably be his best friend. Like, we have similarities. But yeah, the thing, I don't...
Hold on. He may be your best friend, but you won't be his best friend.
Yeah, because I'm still blocked. But I don't like the way in which he doesn't give the business owner the opportunity to defend and represent their own brand. You know, like right now, I'm in Brazil, right? Sunday night, I lost my main cook, who works 50 hours a week or 40 hours a week, depending on the week. He walked out on Sunday night. I left on a plane on Monday morning. So out of just necessity, out of just band-aiding a staff together, I put together old people that I haven't employed for 3 years that I don't know where they're at mentally as far as, like, if they care about the product.
Yes.
Place.
Yes. No, you know where they are mentally.
Well, I do. But the point is, like, if he came to my restaurant right now while I'm out of the country, because unfortunately, as a business owner, you have to sometimes make choices between what's more important value-wise as far as experiences and family and social events or family milestones versus revenue and money and reputation for your brand. And so I made a choice that this trip to Brazil for my wife to be with her family during Christmas outweighed anything that comes from the restaurant failing. So yesterday they had to close. Tour de Pizza, we closed yesterday because we purely didn't have enough staff to operate the store. So if he comes during this week while I'm out of town, he's not going to get a Tour de Pizza reflective of me, right? He's not going to come and get the best that we can do. There's sometimes in these business owners' lives, they're just trying to survive. They might not have a vendor that they usually use, or the cheese vendor's out of stock because of COVID. They can't get the normal pepperoni because that company had to shut down. There are a lot of factors that are going into these small businesses trying to survive. And this guy's trying to draw up ratings by, you know, being negative and, like, creating controversy and trashing these businesses. So I have no problem with who he is. I would just like to see that he says, hey, Matt, you know what? I'm going to be in town. I want you to give me your best pizza. You make it. It's reflective of you. I'll rate you based on what you guys built your brand upon. And then if whatever his rating score is, I accept that. But at least I know that I was able to put out something reflective of my brand.
I disagree with you 10,000%. And you know that.
Right. I know why.
Well, no. I mean, because I'm right. You know, you can't have somebody review a product. And it's kind of like silent secret shoppers. You know, I've done some stuff online, you know, where I go to a particular restaurant and I try the food. What good is it for him to say, Matt, I'm coming in to do a review of your product. I want you there. Anybody else who comes into any store, we won't just say yours, but any store, you know, it should be the same and just as good on Tuesday as it is on Friday. And...
Oh. Of course, that's the holy grail. I mean, if you can get
that. But if Joe Public comes in on a Tuesday and the owner is not there to make the product, you know, to their liking, that person who's coming in on Tuesday is going to suffer. So I disagree with you. They shouldn't let you know when they're there. They should, whoever, it's the luck of the draw. They're coming in on whatever day. They know what day. You don't. The owner doesn't. For that exact reason, what is the quality? I'm more concerned what the quality is when the owner's not there than what the quality is when the owner is there.
True, of course.
So I know how upset you get at that, but again, I totally, you know, as a consumer, you know, I'm more concerned about, you know, what's going to happen, whether it's the card that I'm trying to purchase, whether it's the furniture I'm trying to purchase. You know, it's not when the owner or the GM or management's there, because that's very rare. So, no, I totally disagree with you. And we'll continue it because we do need to hit this break so that we stay somewhat on time. We'll continue this because I'm passionate just the other way as you are. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Some sports, possibly, when we return.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm banging my head. I'm Steve Linnae right now. Go, Black Betty. Hi, Matt.
Speaking of Steve Linnae, I was at the mall yesterday in Brazil, and I found a Motorhead T-shirt. And obviously, Steve traveled with Motorhead, now the Scorpions, and a whole slew of other rock and roll legendary bands. So I was going to buy one, but it didn't have anything in Portuguese on it. It was just an American shirt. So like I said, the gap between America and Brazil is closed so much down here that we have, it's the same brands, Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, the rock and roll collection's all in English. It's all American companies, you know, infiltrating Brazil.
How has it changed in the last couple of years? You know, I was down there, I don't even know how many years ago it was now. It was when Anderson Silva fought Yushin Okami. And, you know, I was told that people, I know people that live here in the States, they are Brazilian, they would go to Marshall's, they'd go to, you know, some of those stores, they'd load up on stuff, and then they'd go down there, and they would get like 400 times what they paid for it. Is that still the same?
Yeah, I mean, you have that in certain sectors. Obviously, the inflation here is outrageous. You know, so, for example, I was at the Nike outlet store yesterday, and a pair of tennis shoes would run you anywhere from 500 to 700, 800 reais, which right. is a dollar in their economy. So because our conversion is 5 to 1, you know, it was about the same price as an American shoe store, 100, 120 bucks for a pair of good, you know, Nike shoes. But yeah, I mean, you still have the inflation is really high here. But I guess the best way to describe what my brother-in-law told me the other day was, you know, back in the day, no gym had AC. You know, you go to the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school, there was no AC. You were just windows, and it was humid, and it was hot all the time. The gyms were all, you know, no AC. You would have like the office where the owner sat or the manager, and that was an AC room with a portable AC unit. But there was no like central AC systems. And now all the gyms have AC. So the conveniences and the comforts of life have improved dramatically in Brazil. Like everybody has new cars. They don't take the buses as much as they used to. So public transportation is not as prominent. You know, everybody has individual cars or motorcycles. So yeah, even Harley Davidson once was a dominant factor in not only the UFC as a title sponsor, but being an American brand. And now the Harley Davidson store, I just heard, is closing here in the city because the products that they are making are just not as good as the other competitors. Really? In this market. And so the American flair of just, oh, it's America, so it's the best, is not the case. People are innovation and technology, and they're catching up fast. Brazil is fast.
Do they still run the red lights? They don't stop?
That's for safety, and nobody stops the red light. I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster because you're just a sitting target.
If you were to put on a brand new pair of Jordans, how many steps into the favela would you get?
You wouldn't even tie up the second shoe. Like, they would steal the first shoe before the second one got tied.
We only have a couple minutes left in the first hour, so let's talk a little MMA, talk a little UFC. Last Saturday was the final event of 2020. God, I can't believe I said that. What fight? Make it up. It doesn't have to be Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. It doesn't have to be John Jones, Stipe Miocic. Make one up if you would rather. What fight are you most interested in seeing in 2021?
Of course, I'm going to go with the GOAT and the greatest showman of the sport, Conor McGregor. Gotta put the king back in the octagon. The sport needs it. It needs that flair. It needs that household name. You know, they're clearing out all these legendary household names of the UFC, Yoel Romero and Anthony Johnson and Demetrius Johnson and Anthony Pettis. And, you know, all the names that people know or heard or remember are passing by. And so Conor's by far the biggest star they've ever seen. And it's going to be great to welcome him back into the octagon.
Hold on a second. Did you just call all of them legends? And did you just call Conor McGregor the GOAT? I think you did.
Conor's the GOAT. Who better at selling tickets than creating content?
But Matt, that's not what GOAT stands for. It's not who's the biggest circus act. It's not who's the biggest clown. It's not, you know, who is a good fighter. GOAT is the greatest of all time fighter. If you want to say that he's the GOAT, you know, of selling tickets, I'm okay with that. And we'll discuss this more after the top of the hour. Nope, you've got me too riled. You've got me too riled. We will discuss your stupid comment, as always, when we return, because it's got me fuming. Matter of fact, I'm turning your mic off because I don't want to hear from you until we return from the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.